Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. I want to share with you a true story today, and it's the story of a minister. And as he stood up one Sunday evening to walk to his pulpit, before he began his sermon, he briefly introduced a guest minister who happened to be visiting him that evening. In his introduction, the pastor told the congregation that the guest minister was one of his dearest childhood friends, and that he wanted him to have a few moments to greet the church and share whatever he felt would be appropriate for that service. And with that, an elderly man stepped up to the pulpit and began to speak. And he told this story. A father, his son, and a friend of his son were sailing off the Pacific coast, he began, when a fast-approaching storm blocked any attempt to get back to the shore. The waves were so high that even though the father was an experienced sailor, he could not keep the boat upright, and the three were swept into the ocean as the boat violently capsized. The old man hesitated for a moment, making eye contact with two teenagers who were, for the first time since the service began, looking somewhat interested in his story. The aged minister continued. Grabbing a rescue line, the father had to make the most excruciating decision of his life. To which boy would he throw the other end of that lifeline? He had only seconds to make the decision. The father knew that his own son was a Christian, and he also knew that his son's friend was not. The agony of his decision could not be matched by the violent torrent of the waves. As the father yelled out, "I love you, son," he threw out the lifeline to his son's friend. By the time the father had pulled the friend back to the capsized boat, his own son had disappeared beneath the raging swells into the black of night. His body was never recovered. By this time, the two teenagers were sitting up straight in the pew, anxiously waiting for the next words to come out of the old minister's mouth. The father, he continued, knew his son would step into eternity with Jesus, and he could not bear the thought of his son's friend stepping into an eternity without Jesus. Therefore, he sacrificed his son to save the son's friend. How great is the love of God that he should do the same for us. Our Heavenly Father sacrificed his only begotten Son so that we could be saved. I urge you to accept his offer to rescue you and to take hold of the lifeline he is throwing out to you in this service. With that, the old man turned and sat back down in his chair as silence filled the room. The pastor again walked slowly to the pulpit and delivered a brief sermon with an invitation at the end. However, no one responded to the appeal. Within minutes after the service ended, the two teenagers were at the old man's side. "That was a nice story," one of the boys said politely, "but I don't think it was very realistic for a father to give up his only son's life in hopes that the other boy would become a Christian." "Well, you've got a point there," the old man replied, glancing down at his worn Bible. Then a big smile broadened his narrow face. He once again looked up at the boys and said, "It sure isn't very realistic, is it? But I'm standing here today to tell you that that story gives me a glimpse of what it must have been like for God to give up his only son for me. You see, I was that father, and your pastor is my son's friend." Now, that moving story demonstrates just a glimpse of what it must have been like for the father to give the son to die for the sins of the whole world. God himself loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that we might have eternal life. if we accepted the precious gift of the life of Jesus, who took our place when he died, who took our penalty that we deserve for our sins, the penalty of death and eternal separation from God. Jesus took that penalty on himself to let us go free. You could say that Jesus' act of death and resurrection bought for us through his blood what's called redemption. And the word redemption means deliverance from slavery by emancipation or purchase. You know, every sinner in this world is enslaved under the hostile power of Satan and sin. And yet, Jesus' blood purchased for us redemption or deliverance from that slavery. It was the purchase price in the blood of Jesus. And yet, many people walk through this world today wishing they could be different, wishing they could change their life, wishing they were not the way they are, wishing they didn't act the way that they do, and yet never coming to a place where they'll receive the lifeline that's been thrown out to them through the gift of the Son of God who died for them. And then there are many Christians who have accepted that lifeline. They've taken a hold of it. They've accepted that God's precious gift of his Son Jesus bought for them redemption from sin and eternal judgment. And yet they've only taken part of what God gave in that gift. You know, the purchase by the blood of Jesus for your eternal redemption, meaning that you, when you die, will not be banished and separated from God forever in hell, but instead you will walk into and receive eternal life in heaven with God. But it doesn't stop there. You know, David in the Psalms wrote, "I would have fainted if I did not believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." In that statement, he's saying that he believed that God would bless him in the land of the living, in his life on this earth, not only after he died, but in this life on this earth. And part of the beauty and the package of salvation that was bought by the blood of Jesus for us is the touch of God and the power of God and the transformation that God will do in a life on this earth, not only after a person dies, but on this earth. And there are many Christians who've never taken a hold of all that salvation means for them. Do you know that God wants to touch every single part of your life, and that there's power in the blood of Jesus? The blood was enough to bring transformation into your everyday life, into every part of you, into your spirit, soul, and body, into the parts of you that you feel like you can never change. In the book of John, we find another story of people struggling against waves in the sea. And it's in chapter 6 of the Gospel of John. Starting at verse 16, we find these words. "When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, and they took a boat and were going across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and still Jesus had not yet come back to them. Meanwhile, the sea was getting rough and rising high because of a great and violent wind that was blowing. However, when they had rowed 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and approaching the boat, and they were terrified. But Jesus said to them, 'It is I, be not afraid.' Then they were quite willing and glad for him to come into the boat. Now the boat went at once to the land that they had steered toward, and immediately they reached the shore toward which they had been slowly making their way." These words that we find, that the disciples were terrified when they saw Jesus, and they were rowing in their own strength, trying to get to the other side. That picture reminds me of many people in the world today. They are trying very hard. They're straining and striving with all of their own energies and gifts and abilities to get to the other side, to get through life with all of its storms. And yet, without Jesus in the boat, the struggle was fierce and looked hopeless that they would ever reach the other side, and in fact, they might even capsize. And yet, Jesus invites every single person to allow him into their boat of their life. And if you have not made that decision to allow Jesus into your boat, I invite you today. The Lord is calling to you today. Won't you let him into your boat? The interesting thing in that story in the book of John is that it says, once they were willing and glad for him to come into the boat, that the boat immediately reached the shore toward which they had been slowly making their way. You know, when Jesus enters a life, it's amazing how things will change, how the things you've been trying so hard to do become easier, because God's presence in your life makes a tremendous change. It will get you to the other side without all the struggle and the striving and the effort. And yet many Christians are going through their lives. They've accepted Christ. They have believed in their heart that Jesus is Lord. They've made a confession with their mouth that Jesus died for their sins and rose again. And they know in their heart that based on those scriptures that they are saved and that they will have eternal life after they die. And yet they have not let Jesus into the boat of their life in every single area. Have you let Jesus change things in your life? Or have you tried to work those things out by yourself and just let him have the part that has to do with where you will go when you die? Jesus wants to be in your boat. He wants to help you get to the other side. He wants to show you the direction that you are to take in your life. Perhaps you have not allowed God into every area. Have you let him into your marriage? Have you let Jesus really show you what it is to live in a marriage relationship, walking like Jesus would walk, living like Jesus would have you live, interacting with your spouse the way Jesus would? Or have you just relegated Jesus to the part of your life that has to do with what you consider religion or religious things, but you haven't let Jesus enter in to the boat of your life in your marriage? How about in your family? Have you let Jesus give you direction on how to raise your children? Have you let Jesus give you direction on the kind of decisions that you make for your future or the kind of lifestyle that you allow in your home? Have you let Jesus, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, direct you with how to instruct your children, with what kind of input you allow in their lives, with what kind of television shows that you let be turned on in your home, with what kind of reading material that you put in front of your eyes? Have you really let Jesus into your boat, the boat of your life? Jesus wants to come into your boat. And yet, like these disciples, who it says were terrified in John 6:19, when they saw Jesus walking on the sea and approaching their boat, they were terrified. Sometimes Christians see Jesus making his way toward their boat, toward their life, toward certain areas of their life, and they're terrified. They're afraid that Jesus is going to point out things in their lives that need to be changed. And yet, if you keep Jesus outside of your boat, you will continue to struggle in the sea of life. You will continue to be bashed by waves and have difficulty and wind come against you, because Jesus wants to be in your boat. He wants to be in your life in every area. Businessmen, have you allowed Jesus to be in your boat when it comes to your business? Or have you said, like many, well, I just have to deal with things. This is the way the world is. There's certain things I have to do. They're not pretty, but I have to do them. I've known of businessmen who felt like they loved God, they read their Bible, they prayed, they went to church, they tithed. But when it came to their business, they would not let Jesus into their boat, and they would engage in certain practices that they knew in their heart were not right, maybe not reporting things to the government, taxes, paying payroll taxes correctly, or things like this. But they felt like they could not make a living or make a profit if they did not do things the way that the world does them. Jesus doesn't want you to be terrified of Him coming into your boat. He wants you to believe Him, that when you allow Him into your boat of your life, when you allow Him entrance into those areas that you've withheld, that the truth is God will help you get to the other side. That verse 21 in John 6 where it says, they were quite willing and glad for Him to come into the boat. And now, once that happened, once they let Him in the boat went at once to the land that they had steered toward, and immediately they reached the shore toward which they had been slowly and painstakingly making their way. If you'll allow Jesus into the boat of your life in the area of your business, businessmen, though it may be scary looking that God would come in and point with the finger of God at areas of your business dealings and require you to turn them over to the Lord and to do them in the godly and biblical way, the promise we have in the Word of God is that Jesus' presence will help you, not hinder you. God's not going to sink your boat of your business by entering into your business dealings. He's going to enable you to reach the other side, and immediately, not with the continual, slow, painstaking, striving against wind and wave that you're experiencing right now because you have not let Jesus into that area of your life. May I encourage you today that Jesus has a plan for you. And it isn't just a plan for your eternal salvation. That is the huge part of it. It is where we will see Jesus face to face. We'll see the Father. We'll have the joy of joys that we've never experienced in life. It will be phenomenal when you step into eternity and Jesus meets you there. And because of His blood shed for you, and because you've accepted the love that God had for you, covered your sins, and you believe that He has cleansed you, you'll be ushered into eternity with great joy. And yet, Jesus has joy for you on this earth. He has a plan to do great things. We know in the Scriptures it says in Jeremiah, I have plans for a future and a hope, not for evil, not for bad things to happen, not for difficulty and striving in your life, but for a future and a hope. That's what God wants for you, and He wants it for you now in this life, in the land of the living, as King David said in the Psalms, in the land of the living. God doesn't want you to have an attitude of, I'm just holding on until I die and go to heaven. Jesus has victory for you on this earth, but you have to let Him into your boat. Have you let Him into the boat of your life in every area? How about in those relationships with difficult family members? Have you let Jesus into the boat, or have you felt like you just had to deal with them the way that you must deal with them? You must just deal with it in the flesh because they are difficult and because they are impossible to have a conversation with. No, Jesus wants you to let Him in to every area of your life. He wants you to allow Him to give you instructions, wisdom, and how to deal with difficult family members, with in-laws and outlaws and whoever you have to deal with in your life. Maybe extended family members have been nothing but a source of grief to you and trouble, always stirring up strife in the family. Then Jesus wants you to be the peacemaker. He wants you to bring peace into the situation and not be a part of the problem, but with His help and by the power and wisdom of the Holy Spirit, be a solution in the problem. The person who can walk like Jesus, which is to walk in perfect love, will see results everywhere they go. Even in the most difficult family situations, the person who can walk in love consistently, even when other people are not walking in love, will see results in the land of the living. God wants you to let Him into your boat in the area of your life that you've been trying to deal with in your own strength. Let Him do that for you today. God loves you, and there's more to the death and resurrection of Jesus and the blood of Jesus than simply walking into eternity in the presence of God when you die. There's power and there's resurrection power for the situations you face in life today. God wants you to accept that His precious blood bought for you victory in the land of the living as well as in eternal life. Will you believe and accept the goodness of the Lord for you today? Jesus is calling to you. Let Him into your boat. Don't be afraid like these disciples when they saw Jesus walking on the sea. They were terrified. Don't be afraid that if you let Jesus into a certain area of your life that you've held on to, that it's going to capsize your boat. On the contrary, your boat will reach the other side in peace and in without the storm thrashing your life. Let Jesus work in your life today. If you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, this is a great day to let Him come into your boat. Don't try to keep striving on your own. This life will bring you many trials. To try to live it without Jesus will only bring you great grief and suffering. And then, when you die and you come before the throne of God, you will have no defense for the life that you lived. And yet, if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, you know that when you die, you can stand before the throne of God, and God will accept you into His heavenly kingdom, not because of any great thing that you've done or because you were perfect or you kept the law. No, He'll accept you because the blood of Jesus covered all of your sins, and He will welcome you with the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant," not because of what you've done, but because you accepted His gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. Won't you do that today? If you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, pray with me right now. Say, "Father, forgive me. I realize I'm a sinner. And I believe from the Word of God that You sent Your own Son Jesus to die for me, to take my place, to pay the penalty for my sins. And I accept that He died and rose again for me. And I accept His blood as payment for my sins. And I ask You to cover me with that blood right now. And I accept Jesus Christ as Lord of my life. I give my life to You. I ask You to come into my heart right now. Fill me with Your Holy Spirit. Show me what the purpose of my life is. Show me what the destiny You have for me really is. God, I want to know what Your plan is, and I give myself totally to You today." Now, friends, if you've prayed that prayer, won't you call us and tell us that you've made that decision? And we here at Hidden with Christ Ministries will send you a new believer's gift pack, including a New Testament, a book about what salvation means. And we long to do that for you. Would you call us today at the number that you'll hear in just a moment? But if you're a Christian today and you've never let Jesus into your boat in certain areas of your life, pray with me now. Say, "Father, forgive me that I've held back part of my life from You. I know You're my Savior, but I want You in my boat, in the boat of my life, in every area. I surrender those areas to You right now, and I ask You to help me. I ask You to speak to me. I ask You to show me how to allow You to work in every area, in my business, in my schooling, in my relationships, in my marriage, and in my family life. And I surrender those things to You now. I ask You to forgive me for holding them back from You and cleanse me right now in Jesus' name." I encourage you, stay with the Lord, read His Word, call out to Him. He will answer. Thank you so much for listening. I would just love to hear from you if this broadcast has been a blessing in your life. And if you will call or write to me, I will send you two of my free monthly teaching pamphlets. In these pamphlets, I write each month about a down-to-earth subject that will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. It's a practical teaching that you can also share with a friend to whom it may also be a blessing, which is why I send you two copies. Won't you call or write to me today and request these free teaching pamphlets? You can contact us on our toll-free number or write to us at the address that will be mentioned in just a moment. Or if you have internet access, be sure to contact us through our website. Thanks again for listening. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-KEY-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.